The Secret's Out with Anita Farelli and host Alan Coote.
Anita Farelli, we're here talking about the brilliant book called The Big But. One of the interesting things that you touch on in the book is about self-worth and self-limiting beliefs. Can you sort of tell me the importance of that in the law of attraction and what sort of role that plays?
Carl Jung, the philosopher, once said, "The world will ask you who you are, and if you don't tell them, they will tell you who you are." So it's really important to have a good idea of your own self-worth, self-value, and self-esteem. And if you don't believe that you deserve any of the things you're talking about or that you want, what's the point? I think everything begins with how we perceive ourselves and how we feel about ourselves. And you can have limiting beliefs about you that come from people in your family, peers at work. And there's, in the book, we refer to a comment that was made to the main character where the person that the relationship has ended with says to them, "Not many people will take you on in your situation." So that then becomes a limiting belief to the character that all of a sudden their dating pool is limited because not many people are going to take them on in their situation. But they don't even know what their situation is. They don't even know where that comment came from. But they've given that comment far too much value. And this is the trouble. We accept comments from people. We accept opinions from others. And we accept them as true.
So you're saying to me that if you're always told by somebody else that you're like this or you're like that, then that becomes ingrained and it sort of can affect one's own self-esteem. Is that what you're saying?
It is. And one of my favourite things that I've come up with recently is that no one can affect your confidence. Don't let people affect your confidence. The clue is in the word "your." It's your confidence. It belongs to you. And all too often, we let other people's mouldy thoughts come in and infect our minds and affect what we're doing. And I would encourage people to think, is that true? Is it useful? And is it a thought that I want to carry with me? Because once you start analysing your limiting beliefs, you'd be surprised at how many have come from opinions, thoughts. And everybody filters information through different filters. And some people's filters are a little bit clogged and a little bit muddy.
So how then, that's a very good way of putting it.
Sure.
How then can, people help themselves to boost their own self-esteem then?
You have to be aware of your own self-talk. How do you talk about yourself to other people, even jokingly? Do you say to people, how do you describe yourself? Do you describe yourself as a bit stupid or a bit fluffy? What narrative are you putting out there? Because every thought, every word you say has got power to it. So you're creating more of the same. So try not to complain about things, because complaining is a very low vibration. So I would rather change than complain, because complaining doesn't achieve anything. It's just words going out into the ether.
Give me an example of that.
The example I can do about that actually happened this week when I had to have some headshots done. So I had some headshots done. And I was
and these, just to be clear, they're not somebody shooting you. They're actually pictures that are taken,
yes.
And they're called headshots. Okay, so
yes.
Photography type thing.
Thanks for clarifying. So I had some headshots taken, and the results came through, and I was looking at them, and I was being very critical, and I was complaining, and I was like, oh dear, no, oh that one's got, oh no, and I was looking at them, and then my son actually said, "Mum, the photographs are really good. You just don't like the subject you're looking at. And I thought, it's so true. And after that, I accepted. And I think a lot of self-worth, we have to look at accepting, because once you accept, you're starting to raise your vibration. So once you accept, then you can move into change. And I changed my perspective from complaining about it. I changed it and I thought, you know, actually, this is a really nice shot and I could really use this one and I can see the value in this one. And so just changing your perspective.
And that's a way of boosting one's self-esteem, is just changing the perspective, changing, you know, turning the page, looking at it slightly differently, turning up that way rather than this way. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And if you were using the word but, replace it with the word and. Remember to change your but to an and. And what I would say to people is, we're all on our own path. We're all on our own journey. And our paths go in whatever direction they're going. Other people cross our path. Other people walk with us on our path for a while. But your archer is with you constantly. Every day and every night, your archer is with you. And your archer thinks you are an incredible being. They really, really do. So whenever you're feeling low or your self-esteem has taken a knock, just remember that you've got a cheerleader right by the side of you who thinks you're awesome.
A very good point. So this archer in the book, you call him Jack. He's not the monkey on the shoulder so much as the whinger that's whinging all the time. He is actually your teammate. Is that what? That's the way I read when I read the book. I thought, well, how much better it is to have a teammate rather than a monkey.
Absolutely. And I'm incredibly grateful for having had this idea of an archer, this benevolent being with me constantly. The world's just not so lonely and the world's just a little bit better.
I agree with you. Self-worth, really, really important subject in and of itself. It's fantastic the way in which you explain it within the book, The Big But. It's really good. So how can people get a little bit more, presuming the book's online?
I really want to give people a way of talking to other the law of attraction aficionados about this. I really want people to meet up and chat and talk about it. So the books are available on Amazon, Apple Books, and Barnes & Noble as Nook. There's also going to be there are free resources on the LOA Hub website. And there are also going to be some meetups where people can talk to each other and discuss more about the law of attraction.
Anita, once again, we've only just scratched the surface. I am so looking forward to the next episode. But Anita Farrelly, thanks very much.
You're welcome.